I'm going to tell you right now, you are AFC South champions 2 years in a row. Yes. It's a hell of a job. It's a great job. But I'm just telling you, the season is just beginning. And that's how you got to look at it, okay? That's really how you got to look at it. You got to get all healed up now, and you guys got to get ready, okay, for the future here. We'll talk more about that next week. Last thing is this. I'll see you Wednesday.
Ah, the holidays. It was such a Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas Eve. Mark Vandermeer, voice of the Houston Texans. You get the Jaguars knocking off the Titans earlier in the day, and then the Texans take care of business. They're the AFC South champions. Couldn't have gone any better.
Well, it really couldn't have, Drew, because you clinch with a week to go, and the Texans have not done this, had a final game in the regular season that doesn't mean anything on your way to the playoffs since 2011. But when you look at that struggle they had against the Bengals, I mean, such a close game, no score for the Texans at the half. They were down 3-0 and able to eke out a win late with the missed field goal. It was huge, and now they can rest some guys, if they want, on the final weekend. I know we'll get to that.
Yeah, it brings up a lot of possibilities for the Texans to do. I think what you're going to see, though, is the offense stay mostly intact.
Yes.
Because you want to get Tom Savage's reps. However, the defense, I think some key guys who've been banged up lately, probably going to see limited time, if not no time at all.
Yeah, I think the way to put it maybe is anybody who's injured and has been playing, don't play. If you're hurt, don't play. If you're healthy, play and try to get the win. Not just to get to 10 wins, which would be nice for the Texans' first 10-win season since they won 12 in 2012, but they would be able to get some momentum preserved on their way to the postseason. That's what you want to see.
And rhythm, too, on offense. You want to get that thing clicking and get it going as the postseason comes closer. You know a guy who's been healthy and who's been electric when he touches the ball? Akeem Hunt, Mark.
Yeah, he's been really good, and I love the catch and run he made on Saturday night. I made a big deal out of this. It's not that long a game, but Savage throwing to Akeem Hunt down the left sideline. He's made so many plays this year for this team, and DP Sidhu sat down with him.
Akeem, other than Alfred Blue's touchdown run, I think your 24-yard catch and run in that win against Cincinnati was probably one of the most electric plays of the game. Can you talk us through that play?
The head coach, went to the offensive coordinator. The offensive coordinator called a good play. I mean, we knew it was blitzing. We knew it was blitzing on third down. They were playing match the whole game. So once they called a play, Tom Savage, he looked at me and was like, I'm going to get a ball to you. Make a play for me. And then once the ball was snapped, we saw it was blitz. And then we connected eyes. Once he threw the ball to me, he just got the ball in my hands and tried to make something happen with it. So it was a good play. It was a good play call by everybody. It was designed well. Everybody executed well.
You've got a lot of juice when you're out there running, and even the running backs in your position group, they all bring something different to the table.
Yes.
But what about you? Like, who did you grow up watching and wanting to emulate?
I really love watching Ladainian Thompson, the play for the Chargers, number 21. Yeah, I like his game because he's a versatile type of back. He can catch the ball in the backfield, and he can run the ball. And create mismatches on special teams, too. So that's a guy I grew up watching. I love the way he played the game.
All right, let's talk about special teams. You had a career-high 3 tackles. You've done kickoff returns. How has it been playing on special teams for you? I know Bill O'Brien said that's the key to getting on the active roster. That's the key to being active on game day.
Yes, man. I love playing special teams because everybody that's on special teams got something to prove, and I just love going out there with them, and we have the same mindset. So when you see 11 guys flying down the field wanting to make a play on the ball on special teams, it brings a great energy to the sideline and to the fans that's watching. So I love playing on special teams.
All right, you spent weeks 1 through 9 on the practice squad. Last year, you spent most of the first half of the season on practice squad. Then you were up on the active roster. Was it disappointing for you this year that you didn't get to start on the active roster? What was that whole transition like for you, going from practice squad to active roster?
I mean, it was disappointing when I heard the news, but I mean, this is football. Anything can happen, so you got to have the mindset of going out to practice, and you have to love players that practice. And like everybody to go out there and practice, you want to make a statement to the head coach or into your teammate that you're battling on the field day in and day out. And I just took it to the mindset of I got to prove myself on the practice field. Maybe I got to work on a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Just get better at what I do each and every day. And don't be disappointed throughout. You can't let anything hold you down. So that was my mindset.
When you didn't make that 53-man roster, you had the option of maybe going to another team and being on a practice squad there. But you didn't. You came back to Houston.
Yep.
You know, is that something that you wanted to do?
Yes.
Were there options out there? Why was it important?
I mean, it was other options, but it was important to come back here just because they know me And like I said, when I first came here, even last year, not going throughout the training camp, I mean, that's when you get to know the guys and you become brothers like, through training camp. But I wasn't in training camp with the Houston Texans. So when I came here, they made me feel like made it feel like home regardless. So seeing that, I just wanted to stay here because I know the playbook and I knew the coaches and I just knew I had to prove myself.
On your Instagram, while you're trying to make the active roster, yeah, we saw you working on your footwork drills, doing a lot of things, training. Yes, we also saw you doing a lot of dancing. So I know that everyone wants you, but you're dancing because you are a star in the locker room, on the field, and wherever. Does the footwork help the dancing? Does the dancing help the footwork?
I think it's a combine. I think it's a combine. It's with the two. Like, I love, I always love footwork drills. Like, I wish I was a soccer player, but I mean, I wish I played soccer, I should say. But, like, I love footwork drills because it transitioned on the field. And the dancing, I just always been a dancer. I've always done talent shows in elementary school, high school, throughout. So I've always been a dancer.
Yeah, let's talk about your puppy.
Puppy,
he's a big dog.
Yeah, it's a she.
Yuki?
Yeah, she.
Yuki. Okay.
Yeah, she actually turned one today. It's her birthday.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Happy birthday, yeah. Yuki. Okay, she's a husky?
Husky, Siberian husky, yeah.
All right, what does Yuki mean?
Yuki is a Japanese word for snow, and I didn't want to be too basic, like, name her, because she's all white with blue eyes. I was going to name her Snowbill or Snowy, but I was like, nah, let me just do some. Yeah, it's too basic, so I just went and just looked at words that mean that, so that's what I felt.
Yeah, Yuki's got her own Instagram account.
Oh, yeah, she does.
She's pretty busy.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
Yeah, she all right, in your videos, you always have Yuki, and mm-hmm. I think it's funny, because you always say, oh, me and Yuki are dancing, but usually Yuki's just sort of sitting there.
Yeah, she's watching
me,
yeah.
Yeah. She's very chill. Is she just, like, used to
Yeah, she just. Yeah, because when I got her, that's all I did, like, was dancing. She usually she was scared as a puppy, but now she just chill and sit back like, oh, he's acting crazy again. Like, that's how she is.
I think she's probably more concerned if you're not dancing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Still, is she, like,
because
crazy?
Like, if I'm just chilling at the house, she'll just come and, like, get her toy and, like, want to play with me or whatnot. So I have to take her outside and throw the toy with her. But if I'm dancing, then she's entertained. So.
She's so cute. I love seeing your videos with her, and I love
Thank
her reaction
you.
To you. Okay, what about the final game of the season? Tennessee, everyone says it could be, it's a meaningless game, but for you, you know, what is it that is important about this game to you? Because they talk about the juice that you bring. Mm-hmm. Number four seed's all locked up. Division title's locked up. But why is this game important to you, and what do you hope to accomplish?
I was supported as, like, organization because we've never, like, lost against Tennessee. So we have to, like, we have to go there. We have to dominate. We have to do what we got to do. We always play to win. When you're in competition on any level, you have to play to win. If not, then it's like, what are you out there for? And then I've never, me personally, I don't know about any other guys, but I've never had a double-digit win, like, season in any sport that I played, even from high school, elementary school, high school.
You went to Purdue,
yeah, college, yes. Yeah. So, so, like, I've never had a double-digit win. So this would be great for me, like, I love playing. I love playing the game. So we're going to play to win.
All right. Well, hopefully you get your double-digit win.
Yeah.
The first one for you,
yes,
for Akeem Hunt. Thanks so much, Akeem, and best of luck.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Hunt is always dancing, having a good time at practice. DP talked about his infectious personality. He's one of the great guys you want on your team, on and off the field.
No doubt. Good stuff. Okay, we've got Dear Drew, and a little bit later, Blitz the Dog is making some picks. The best of Blitz. Don't go anywhere. This is Texans Huddle.